Hello, hello. My name is Kim Addis. I am the president and founder of Frame of Mind Coaching and the co-founder of The Journal That Talks Back. Today, you have joined us for the Frame of Mind Coaching podcast, where we invite leaders from all over the world to come onto the podcast and get coached live and in person. Today, I'm really excited to introduce to you our guest. His name is Adriel Rodin. Adriel, did I say it right?
Yeah, it's Roldan. Yeah.
Roldan. And he's actually a local, right? He's in the Toronto area. Am I right?
Yeah. From Ajax.
So welcome, Adriel.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm an avid listener of the podcast and a really big fan. So thank you.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. That made my day. Thank you. Tell me a little bit about yourself. You are a talent acquisition specialist. We're talking to a lot of people from the recruiting field lately. So tell us where you're working and what's that like? What are some of your talent acquisition challenges? I know this is not the challenge we want to talk about, but I just want to spend a couple of minutes here if you don't mind.
Yeah, no worries. So I am a talent acquisition specialist with Sofina Foods. Not a lot of people know the Sofina Foods company itself, but they do know a lot of our products. So you will see us out at market as Jane's, Lilydale, Cuddy's, Fletcher's. We also have distributor rights to Lots of Coffee, Rio Mare Tuna, the Mastro Olive Oil line, among others. In terms of recruitment, I'm in the corporate world now, but I spent the last 3 years prior to that in agency recruitment, servicing the engineering field as well as general labor and manufacturing fields as well.
So you're an expert in talent acquisition.
I hope so.
Okay. And what are you seeing out there in the talent acquisition world for Sofina Foods? Is it challenging to find the right people? Are they coming in droves? Is it hard to retain people? Just give us a bit of a sense. Again, I know we're talking about something else, but I just want to hear.
I think it's a mixture of all, to be honest. It is a war for talent out there. It's cliche, but it's true. There are a lot of qualified individuals, but they aren't really looking for jobs. So the challenge for us is to find these candidates before they even think of switching employers, gathering referrals. Branding, I think, is the name of the game as well. You have to portray yourself as a company that, works hard to retain its employees. Fortunately, we are a family-oriented business. We're one of the biggest, if not the biggest, private independently owned companies. We operate anywhere from Canada all the way to Europe. So it's been a fun time. It's been a fun time, to say the least, especially with this pandemic.
So there is a war for talent. War for talent.
Of course.
Got it. Okay. And the way that you win the war in your mind is through branding and really talking about, I suspect, your retention strategies and what makes your company attractive and helping people to understand that when they come and work for you, they're not necessarily working for a big corporate entity, even though it is a corporate entity, but it's a family oriented organization.
Of course. Yeah. So I do try to make a habit of doing follow-ups after our onboarding process, keep my finger on the pulse in terms of when people come into the company. So, so far, so good.
So far, so good. Okay. So we're going to switch gears. Let's talk about the challenge you want to share today. What's going on? Fill us in.
So my challenge for today is I'm getting married this year in Labor Day. My challenge has been is my mom has said that she's not attending. So we haven't been talking for a little while now. So I'm just trying to hop on here today. Hopefully you can get some advice as to how to kind of fix that and fix the relationship
that your mom said she's not attending. She literally said, "I'm not coming to your wedding."
She said, "Good luck." She said, "Good luck on your wedding."
She said, "Good luck." So she didn't say, "I'm not coming."
I'm hoping she's attending. Okay. Me and my mom has gone through a lot. So being there will really do a lot for me.
Okay. So what happened? Was there an event? Did something take place that caused her to feel like she didn't want to come to your wedding. I mean, you're interpreting her words, good luck, as I'm not coming to your wedding.
I am. So what had happened was we had moved into a new house recently in June of last year. Mm-hmm. I had her involved throughout the process. She even helped us kind of set the house up when we moved in. And I thought everything was going fine. She has a dance studio that she's had for the last 4 years. And we've attended all of the events since then. She had an event happen in September of last year. And to which I said,
slow down. Let's repeat. She has a dance studio and the dance studio hosts events, some kind of a demo or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So they usually have like weekly dance, kind of dance classes.
Okay.
That they hold in every quarter period. They host an event at a local venue where they invite all people and they have like a night drinking, dancing.
Okay.
Stuff.
All right. So every quarter there's an event.
Correct.
Okay. Got it. All right. So tell us more.
Yeah. So they had their first event under the new name, under a new identity. So they had invited us to the event, but we had other things. Since I am getting married this year, we had like engagement photos happening on that same day. So I had told her that I had booked these appointments well ahead of time and it is in conflict with her event. So I wasn't able to attend. But for some reason, she said that, okay, so you're not supporting my event. Therefore, I guess this is you turning your back on me. So
she said exactly that?
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly that.
So it kind of caught me off guard. And since then I've been reaching out, trying to remedy the situation, trying to have a chat, but so far she has not been willing to.
When she said, you're turning your back on me, what did you say?
I said, I wasn't, I really wasn't. It was just this one event that I missed. I do want to attend the other event. It's just that for this particular day, I was not available.
Right. So she got really mad and took it as a sign of betrayal.
Betrayal, essentially.
Okay. So what's been happening since then? You've been trying to reach out to her.
We've been trying to reach out. So she's trying to keep tabs on what's happening in her life through my sibling. But like all of through Christmas, through New Year, I have been trying to reach out. I'm a sentimental person at heart, and I really don't like confrontation. So I've been trying to remedy the situation, try to put it back to where we went. Well, I thought we were doing well, but apparently there may have been some things that I may have missed.
So hold on a second. So she has been trying to keep tabs on you through your sibling.
Through the sibling. So
she's asking your sibling
about updates that are happening in the house, if she's being fed or anything that may relate to our lives, but like they've been talking together.
So your sibling also moved in with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the four of you were living together at one point.
Correct.
And then the three of you moved out.
Yes.
Okay. So now she's by herself in her home.
She has her boyfriend.
She has a boyfriend, but she's not with her kids and she's not talking to you. So Christmas comes and you don't spend Christmas together?
We it was weird, but we haven't, no.
Did you invite her over?
Yeah, we did. We did.
And she said she didn't answer you?
She said no. She just sent us Merry Christmas. So instead of her coming, we tried to go there during Christmas, but she wasn't there. So we just dropped off some gifts and some letters from us indicating like how much we missed her.
So you wrote her a letter and she didn't respond to the letter.
She responded. She said, thank you. She wasn't intending to meet us after that.
Okay. So she acknowledged the fact that you sent her gifts and a letter or a series of letters.
Yeah.
Okay. But still, she's being cold and distant.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And what do you think you need to do in order to rectify this?
So I've talked with a couple of members of my family. that she's spoken to, and they said that, you know what, just go there, just go there and talk with her, try to acknowledge what the problem is, and go from there.
Okay, so are they asking you to make an apology of some sort?
They are, but like my problem is, like, I'm trying to wrap my head around what I am necessarily apologizing for, because like in my head, at least from my point of view, I didn't really do anything that I thought was offensive in any way.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So I happen to agree with you. It doesn't sound like you did anything all that offensive, but sometimes when we are in a relationship with someone and we dig in our heels and we say, well, I don't need to apologize because I didn't do anything wrong, what happens is the relationship remains distant. Right. So in this case, you have a choice, and the choice is you can be right or you can be happy. You need to choose one. You can't choose both. Right. And so what does that mean for you? Does it mean you have to apologize for something that you don't think you did? Well, perhaps. But the question is, you're right. What are you apologizing for? And that piece is very hazy. That piece is very unclear right now. And so for me, you know, you're reaching out to her by phone. She's not answering the phone. You're texting her. Is she responding to your texts?
She does. She does. I have the internet through my account. So we do talk at least once a month now.
Oh, you talk once a month about
the internet bill.
The internet bill. But do you text her and say, hi, mom?
Yeah, I text her. I miss her.
She says nothing? No answer?
She says, thank you.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. So for me, the fact that she's answering you indicates that there's still a little bit of an opening, right? Because if there was no opening, she would ghost you. She wouldn't answer you, right? Even if she said, I'm not talking to you, that would be an answer, right? Yeah. And there would be an opening. But her response is actually fairly positive when she says thank you. Okay. So I'm going to guess that part of what she feels is a little bit abandoned, right? Okay. So you move out, she has an event, you don't show up. Like, what's going on here? She feels left behind, maybe. Maybe you've chosen somebody over her. She feels a little slighted. And we're not discussing whether or not those feelings are legitimate or appropriate. We're not discussing that. Those are her feelings. Right or wrong, those are her feelings. And so what you need to do is make sure that you're expressing somehow that you understand her. And we call that in coaching encapsulation. Okay. So what does encapsulation mean? Encapsulation means being able to express to someone else that you're capturing or encapsulating their feeling, their emotional state. Okay. So she doesn't want to talk to you. You need to go there. You need to camp out until she shows up, till she opens the door. You need to ring the doorbell a million times until she says, fine, what do you want? Right. And you say, I'm not leaving until we talk. Right. You take a hard stand, because what you're doing is you're taking a hard stand for the relationship. So if you don't try hard, she's not convinced you really want it. Right. Yeah. So she needs a very strong indicator that this matters to you. And so you're going to do whatever it takes to get her to talk to you. And it doesn't matter if she yells at you or she screams at you or she says, I don't want to talk to you. Say, too bad. You don't want to talk? Fine. You can listen. Right? And so what you're really doing is you're kind of taking hold of the situation, because she needs absolute clarity about the fact that she matters to you. And right now she's kind of like, not sure, or she's feeling a little hurt. And her ego is probably a little bruised, right? And so your job is to say, hey, mom, when we didn't show up to your event, did you feel abandoned? Did you feel like we didn't care about you? And her, you know, she can hear what you have to say, and she might say, yes, that's exactly how I felt. Or she might say, no, that's not it. It's this thing over here. This is how I actually felt. Your job is to help her start talking about what she's feeling. Again, right or wrong, it doesn't really matter. And what are you apologizing for? You're apologizing that she feels that way. I'm so sorry that you feel this way. Right? Not, I'm sorry for what I did, because I didn't do anything wrong. I'm so sorry that you feel that we abandoned you, because truly we love you. You matter to us. You know, nothing's more important than my mother comes to my wedding. I can't have a wedding without you. Right? That would break my heart. But what we're doing is we're giving her the platform, the space to say what she's feeling. And sometimes people don't always have the words, but if we say, is this what it is, right? That encapsulation piece, is this how you feel? They have the right to agree or disagree. Either way, what's going on between you becomes clear. And that's what is required for you to repair that situation. She needs to feel understood. And right now she doesn't feel understood. Because if she felt understood, in her mind, you would have been at the event. You would have known how important it is to her. Yeah. Right? So, and again, right or wrong is not the issue. And part of what happens with people when they get into a bit of a fight or a battle, they pick a side and they need to be right. But being right doesn't mend the problem. So you don't need to be right in this situation. You don't need to defend yourself in this situation. You don't need to make a point in this situation. The only point you need to make is that she's important and you want her in your life and you want a relationship with her. Right? What happens after that in terms of how you operate, you need to kind of get to a recovery place. And then you could say, Mom, we're going to do everything we can to attend all of the events if we are able to, right? Like life happens. We're going to do our absolute best to attend as many events as we humanly can. And that's it. That means there's a possibility you might not attend every event. Because the truth of the matter is, you have things going on, you have responsibilities, so it's not necessarily realistic for you to attend every single event, but you want her to know that it matters to you and you're going to make your best effort. So I'm kind of curious, how does this sound to you?
I really love the encapsulating part. And I love that when you said, like, you know, the story you feel that way, I feel like that is like a good way to kind of approach the situation. I do need, as a son, like, I do need to go there and figure out what's wrong. So I think what the big disconnect right now is, like, I perceive what she's thinking and she's perceiving what I'm feeling, but there hasn't been a conversation where we both explain to each other what each other is feeling. Yeah. At least from that point on, once we do know, then we can recommend solutions and kind of like figure out a way where we can move forward to.
Yeah. Is your mother reasonable?
Yes. I'd like to say yes.
Okay. So like if under normal circumstances, she's reasonable, then that conversation can happen. Keep in mind one thing, when you say like, I'm sorry you feel that way, it's not like, I'm sorry you feel that way. It's like, I'm genuinely sorry that you feel abandoned, right? Do you see the difference in that sound, the tone, the approach?
Yeah,
the
sound, yeah.
Right? Because if you just say, I'm sorry you feel that way, you're kind of blowing her off. And we're not here to blow her off. We're here to genuinely express that we care about her, that we have compassion right now, that it matters that she's hurting. Right? So she's behaving this way because she's hurting. Right or wrong doesn't matter. Her interpretation of your actions is what's causing her that pain. Good?
Right. Thank you.
You're writing it down?
Yeah.
Perfect. Any other questions before we wrap this up?
No, not really. Thank you so much for the advice. It gives me some much needed clarity. It gives me a plan of action to go forward. And I really love it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
So what we need to do is we need to hear what happens next. So one way or another, you need to reach out to me and give me an update on what happens with your mother.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to happen within this next weekend. So maybe next week I'll have some updates.
Great. You need to reach out to me. For those of you who are listening, this concept of encapsulation is so incredibly powerful, so potent, so valuable in bridging the gap between you and anyone else. When you take a moment to truly express understanding for how somebody else is feeling, you're connecting with them. And that moment of connection creates the platform for anything else to happen. Without that, relationships are tough. Relationships are hard. Relationships are strained, strenuous, choppy. And so that encapsulation piece is truly a game changer in relationships. I would love to talk with anybody who wants to learn more about encapsulation. Reach out to me. My email address is kim@frameofmindcoaching.com. And if any of you have a challenge that you want to share on the podcast, either you want to share it on the podcast or just want to talk about it one-on-one, happy to do that as well. Again, my email address is kim@frameofmindcoaching.com. Adriel, thank you so much for being on the podcast, for sharing your challenge so openly. I really appreciate it. And I do wish you amazing luck with your mom. I can't wait to hear what happens next.
Thank you so much. Firstly, thank you for having me. Thank you for doing all the work that you're doing. Love the journal that talks back as well. And again, all the best.